Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio with Dr. Wu Di, a celebration of unique healing modalities for your mind, body, and soul, opening the pathway to wellness, enlightenment, and creative living. Our mission is to share consciousness-shifting information with humanity and help people improve and transform their overall quality of health, wealth, and happiness. Thank you for joining us.
This is Dr. Wu Di, and welcome to the Energy Medicine Radio Show. Tonight is a very special night. I've been in Miami, as you know, a little cool outside in the 60s, but that's pretty nice. And we just had an incredible, incredible art show here. It's called Art Basel. And Art Basel is in three parts of the world right now. One in Basel, Switzerland. I was there about 5 years ago, and they had an incredible art show. But now we have it in Miami, and I think this is the seventh year of the show. I've been going every year, and they have galleries from all over the world, and they bring in just some of the most incredible artwork you have ever seen. They have the Art Basel show, which is the main show, and that's at it's in South Beach, which is a great place to be. And then they have these tents all over town with big shows. There maybe was another 8 or 10 shows, and all the galleries are open, and people are here. I think it brought 700,000 people to Miami. Whoa, that is a big group. Anyway, the thing that's so exciting about the art community and an artist is usually people who are into the arts are into health. You know, some artists are, you know, into, you know, some other things. But because of the creativity, because of what they create, they have to really go down into the depths of their soul to be able to bring out whatever it is, their creativity, no matter if it's music or if it's an expression of painting or sculpture or whatever it is. So when I broadcast to you, I usually contact people who are into the arts, either the healing arts, the metaphysical arts, you know, palmistry, astrology, tarot card reading, any of the art forms that express the creativity of man. And a lot of people don't believe in the psychic stuff, but I believe what it is you're just tuning in to what's apparent. You're just tuning into your life or into someone else's life. If any of you know about neuro-linguistic programming, is a technique that was made by Bandler and Grindler. I shouldn't say made. It was put together by Bandler and Grindler. They were from Boston, I believe. And they found that if you mirror someone, in other words, you see someone scratching their head and you scratch your head, or you see them putting on their lipstick, and if you're a chick, you put on your lipstick, you do exactly what that person does, so you're mirroring them, and they'll start to feel more comfortable. You know, we always feel comfortable with someone who does things like us. So one of the techniques in NLP is called mirroring and matching. So you start to match their physical, what they do. You know, it's like if you wear the same clothes that somebody else has on, you go, wow, I love that, you know, or you say, boy, I shouldn't have worn the same dress or the same shirt. Well, but in a way, it's just a flattery, you know, when someone starts to talk about you, actually flattering you, even if they're talking about you badly, when they start to talk about someone, what you're doing is you're starting to talk about your feelings. Either you're jealous or you think they're better than you, so you want to put them down. But anyway, it's always some type of flattery. We don't take it like that, but they want to be like you. Or they're saying, I don't want to be anything like them. But in truth, they're talking about you because you have some form of interest to them. Your art, bad art. Oh, you got bad art. I don't like the way they draw, or I don't like the way they paint, or I could do something just as good. They're talking about you, and they're looking at your stuff, and they're trying to fit it into their lifestyle, into their patterns. And we're all creative beings, but a lot of times it's hidden. I had a lady come in the other day, and she came into the office, and she has arthritic pain. Her hands are all crunched up, and her wrists are tight, and pain in her knees and pain in her hip joints. And she used to be an athlete, a gymnast, and now she's all sort of crumbled up inside, and things just aren't working like they used to. And she came in, and she was a little reluctant to talk about holistic medicine. That's, you know, she's been trained in the Western system, or brainwashed by the Western system, and that she needs medicine. Well, anyway, we talked for a while, and I asked her what happened, and she said, well, I was fine up until 3 years ago, and I never took medicine, and I eat very healthy, and then my joints started to hurt, and then my hands started to crunch up, you know, like an arthritic condition where her hands are swollen and she can hardly lift them. And I said, well, what's going on with your life? You know, talked about diet. It was fine. They looked at her blood work. It was fine. She went to a physical therapist and they did some exercises, and she was just very tight, but nothing was really broken. She'd get MRIs and blood tests and scans. And she said, they say, I'm fine, but I'm in major pain and I can't move. And they're just calling it an arthritic condition, nonspecific. So I asked her, what happened? You know, what happened before this? And she started swearing at her ex-husband. He did this and he did that and he cheated and he took advantage of me and he stole my money and he, ooh, boy, did she go through some changes. So she's telling me all about this. And when she's talking, her face has been getting rather red. And the young lady, you know, she's not that old. She's 42 years old. And 42, 39, I think this started to happen. And she is totally clenched and totally pissed at her ex-husband for whatever he did. Now, I said, does he have any health condition at all? She said, no, he's fine. So what she did is she shot the gun, and she thought she was shooting him, but she shot herself in the toe, metaphorically. She has put out so much venom in her life, so much anger, so much hatred, that what she did is she caused her own body, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, to be cramped up. She's caught in a big net. So I talked to her about forgiving him. She didn't want to hear anything about that. You know, we don't like to let go of things. Some years ago, I was living in Caracas, Venezuela, and I was seeing patients there. I'm a lot more fluent in Spanish than I was before, but anyway, a lady came in, and we had to do this through translation. And she came in, and she said, hello. You know, she said, I'm having a problem. Is I have a pain in my right side, and it hurts so much. And I said, oh, well, did you go to the doctor? Did you get x-rays? She said, I checked it out. There's nothing wrong. So I said, well, has anybody in your family ever had this kind of thing? You know, you have to look into family history, right? She said, my family is all dead. I said, oh, I'm so sorry to hear. And she said, they're not really dead, but to me, they're dead. I said, to you, they're dead. She said, yeah, my brother's dead, and my sister's dead, and they're all dead. I'll never speak to them again. Okay, I'll be right there. So I asked her, what's going on? You know, what that they're all dead to you. She said, I hate them, and da, 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 da. And I said, do you have a religious background of any kind? She said, yes, I'm Catholic. I said, well, that's good. And I said, you know, I don't know too much about that religion, but I know that they talk about Jesus in that religion, and I don't really know much about him either. But I do know that there were two teachings that he gave. And one teaching was forgive others, and the other one is love. And if you can forgive your family, the sword will be taken out of you. And know what she said to me? I will never, ever forgive him. So I had to tell the lady, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do. And that was the end of that session. So we have a caller coming in tonight. It's Jeanette. So if you plug Jeanette in, let's hear from Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette. It's Dr. Wu. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Dr. Wu. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Energy Medicine Radio. Here I'm speaking from Miami Beach in my apartment on a little island called Bay Harbor Island. And it's a beautiful evening, and I'm so glad that you came on the show. Now, I opened up the questions tonight, and where are you? Where are you located?
Right now, I'm in Michigan.
Oh, nice, nice. Michigan, that's a lovely, lovely area. The winter wonderland, I remember that.
Yes, it's quite a winter wonderland.
Did you have a question that...
Yes, I do have a question.
What is it?
The question is, I want to know, what is energy medicine?
What is energy medicine? Okay. Well, it's called the Energy Medicine Show, and energy medicine is a technique or a form of healing that is thousands of years old. If you remember when you were a little kid and you ever fell down and you hurt your knee and you went crying to mommy, and mommy just put her hand on it and said, you'll be okay, but as long as she had her hand there, you would stop crying, you know? Or, you know, that, and she said, oh, it's okay. Mother was actually putting energy into your body. And as she put in that energy, your body would heal. Now, a lot of people, they don't think that's true. But if you ever remember having a boo-boo, falling down, getting hurt, and running to mommy or daddy and having them hold you, just them holding you made it better. Is that right?
Yes, it is. So how do we apply this to our daily life?
Well, energy medicine, I know it's hard to hold yourself, but it involves a few things. You know, I use medical qigong. Medical qigong is an ancient treatment that was done in China for thousands of years. And you may have heard of Tai Chi. Well, Tai Chi, the mother to Tai Chi is qigong. Qigong is actually where you build up energy in your system. So by doing certain movements or exercises, breathing techniques, you're able to start to move energy through the meridians. I'll explain a little bit about it, and then we'll go on to how we can help you or how you can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. There are 14 meridians in the body. Meridians are like rivers of energy, and they flow through our body so gently and smoothly. We have one that flows through the lungs, and then it goes to the large intestines, and the stomach, and the spleen, and then the heart, and the small intestines, the bladder, the kidneys, the pericardium, that's the sac around the heart, that sort of handles a lot of emotional stuff, or at least from the, you know, traditional Chinese medicine. The heart rules the mind, and it's all emotions and spiritual stuff. And then heart, small intestines, and the bladder, and the kidneys, and the pericardium, and what comes after the pericardium. I think the bladder, kidneys, pericardium, the gallbladder, and the liver, and then central and governing. And all these rivers of energy should be flowing really smooth. But if there is some type of disturbance, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, what happens is the rivers don't flow like they should. There's like a cramp in the river or a big rock in the river. And then the water starts to go in different ways if it's a river. In the body, what happens is it causes a dis-ease. In other words, instead of everything flowing easily, it blockages, it blocks. And then sometimes we get a physical pain, sometimes we get a mental pain, you know, depression. All those things are just a blockage of energy. So when we're doing like acupuncture, something like that, I put in needles and I open the flow of energy, and the energy runs through the body smoothly. What follows chi, or that energy, that river, is your blood. So if you can get the energy moving, then the blood flows through there, and it feeds the liver, and it feeds the heart, it feeds all the organs, and then we feel healthy again. So when we're talking about energetic medicine, from medical qigong, you know, that's that when I'm actually stored my energy from doing this work for so many years, but I take my energy and I put it into the person. In other words, like your mom when she held you, but when I'm working with someone, I direct that energy into a person, and what happens is the energy starts to flow. It starts to open up the blockages. So that's from as a healer, that's how I do it. But you're asking, how can you do it yourself? Aha! Now, how can you do it yourself is, of course, exercise is real helpful because exercise keeps everything flowing. But there's some specific exercises. They're called internal exercises. And instead of them giving you big muscles, what it does is it works on the flow of energy inside your body. When your energy starts to flow the way it's supposed to, you stay healthy. These are longevity exercises. So have you ever heard of Qigong before?
Yes, I have. Yes.
And have you ever taken a class or gone to know anybody that doesn't?
I have. Yes, I have.
If you,
I do have another question. Go ahead.
Wait a second. I'm still answering this one. You're so rushing.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not rushing.
When you practice Qigong or internal exercises on a daily basis, it's not how long you do it. It doesn't make any difference if you do it for 5 minutes or if you do it for 2 hours. But the body likes consistency. Like if you're a coffee drinker, you get up in the morning, you have a cup of coffee every morning. If you like a piece of toast in the morning, every morning you get up and you have a piece of toast. You get used to taking or doing what you do. We're like robots. We go on automatic. So if you're doing your Qigong on a consistent basis, what happens is you build in a habit. And then the body automatically does it. That gets your energy flowing. If your energy is flowing through the qigong and you're moving the qi, your blood's starting to flow, And if the blood's flowing and you're nourishing all the organs, you will stay younger. Pretty cool, huh?
Very.
Yeah, so taking a class once in a while is helpful. But where the trick is, it's not in the teaching, it's in the practicing.
Practice.
And a lot of people have to take a class for a while until they make it a habit. You know, you get up in the morning, you comb your hair, you put on your makeup, you know, you decide what you're going to wear, and you do that every morning. You do it because it's a habit. It's like you don't forget to put on your makeup.
And routine.
Because you've been doing it. Well, you know, it's something that you've been doing. I imagine, have you been doing that for a while?
I assume,
well, you know, so that's your habit. So before you go out, you know, I hear people say, I got to put on my face. Well, this is what this does, the internal exercises, is you're putting a happy face on inside. You're putting on a healthy face inside, and you're starting to make the changes. One of my popular programs, Recharging Qigong, Qigong, spelled the Chinese way. Recharging Qigong, this program, I've sold thousands of them all over the world. I have them on every continent. People are doing this exercise, and they are getting healthy. And I get letters and I get cards all the time saying, thank you, Dr. Wu, you have saved my life. It's a way to get out of the dis-ease and make things ease, make it flowing. And as we get older, these are the types of exercises to do. You don't really see any 80-year-old weightlifters, or very few. You don't see any old runners. Just very few, because their joints hurt and their knees hurt and everything hurts, so they give that up. And you don't see any old football players. You know, things start to hurt. But Qigong, Tai Chi, and yoga, you can do until you're 142. Or maybe it's 147. Wow. I forget. Tell me, dear, what is your other question?
Well, my other question, Dr. Wu, would be, do you know... can you do long-distance healing, and can it be done, and when can it be done?
Well, when it can be done. Well, that's an interesting question. Let me explain a little bit what long-distance healing is. We're all familiar with it, with prayers. Something happens, people say, oh, I'm going to say a prayer for you, right? And Your cousin could be living in, you know, in Romania. You know, you could have a cousin in Romania or somebody in Africa, somebody far away, and they're saying, oh, I'm so sick. You say, oh, I'm going to say a prayer for you. Or they're going to have a surgery, some type of operation. You say, oh, let me say a prayer for you. That's really what long-distance healing is. Now, the type of long-distance healing that I learned is from medical Qigong. I do it a little differently. I usually contact the person first and let them know that I'm going to be doing a healing on them or with them at a certain time. So let's say, like now, it's just about 8:30, or at least here in Florida it is, 8:24. Right. And let's say we have an appointment to do a healing. So what I'll do is I will, you know, I'll talk to the person. I'll find out what's going on in their life and what they need. If I was with them physically, I would be maybe doing some medical Qigong or some acupuncture or going over some stuff. When they're long distance, I ask them about diet and what they're doing as far as their mental, emotional outlook. If they're saying every day, I don't feel good, I don't feel good, I don't feel good, well, guess what? They're not going to feel good. There's a little poem that I learned years ago, and the little poem would go like this. I feel good. I feel great. I can feel my body radiate. I feel good. I feel great. I feel my body radiate. So when you do a positive affirmation like that, what happens is you start to stimulate the energy or the chi again. And as that moves, you start to feel better. So if I'm doing a formal healing, I will take one of my little acupuncture dolls, you know, one of those dolls with all the points on it, and I put that on the table just like I'm going to work on a patient. And what I'll do is I'll open up the energy. You know, I'll do the, I do the protections first. I sort of pull up the energy from the earth and the energies from heavens, and I pull that down to my lower tantien, and I'll do that three times. And then I'll go through the 1 through 10 meditation, where I put smiles through my body, you know, through my front of my body, the back of my body, the center of my body. And then I protect my myself. Then I protect the room that I'm working in, the space. And then finally, I protect the patient. So if that little doll's on the table and I was going to do a healing on you, I would say, okay, this is Jeanette. And then I would start doing the medical qigong just like I do if your body was there. And I start to move that energy through the body. And when I'm doing that, I'm imagining that that's your body. So I'm using that doll like a voodoo doll, but this is a voodoo doll for health and healing.
And wow, that's great.
Starting to open up all those, any blockages that might be there, and free that up. Well, as I do that with that focus on you, it's sending that energetic. It can go around the world. It can go anywhere. It's a prayer of healing, but I'm specifically focusing on your body, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, to open up that energy. Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
Yeah. So when we do those type of healings, that's called long distance healing. And I have people calling me from all over. I get some calls from China occasionally. They all speak English. My friend Peter called in, and he knows me from Detroit. I'm originally from Detroit myself. And Peter's known for years. Barbara and Howard called in from California. Barbara wasn't feeling well. She needed some energy. And after a couple of sessions, she felt great. It's the same, it's the same as me working on you, because when I work on you on a physical and you're in front of me, of course, I have to open up my energies. So I open up my heart. And I open up the energy that I've stored, and I start to pour that energy into you. By pouring that energy into you, it helps move the meridians, move the energy, move the chakras in the body. And as it opens up, you start to feel better. So that's what a long-distance healing is. That's why they say prayer is so important, you know, or positive affirmations, saying good things. I remember one time I was feeling down, and my master, he said, I want you to take this lipstick. I don't know why he had a lipstick, but anyway, must have stole it from his wife. And he said, go home and write on your mirror. He said, write, I look so good, I must be going to a party. So I wrote that in the mirror. So every time I went in the bathroom, I went to shave or I went to wash my face or brush my teeth, I'd look at the mirror and say, I look so good, I must be going to a party. So it made me laugh.
That's great.
But it starts to change things, you know, when you have that. That's why it's good to have positive affirmations around your house.
Absolutely.
You know? Let me give you a technique that really works well. You think of 10 positive affirmations. An affirmation is, you know, I feel good, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am happy, I am prosperous, I'm abundant, I'm in the better health, I'm getting younger, and you write out 10 of those things. Not big, you know, there's just little ones on one sheet of paper. And then what you do is take a scissors and you cut them up. and you make them each individual things. And then you go through your clothes and you put them in your pocket and you put them in your purses and you put them in different places. And well, what will happen is then you just forget about it. Now, about 6 months later, you decide that you're going to, it's getting a little cold outside, you're going to put on this overcoat. You put on the overcoat and you reach in the pocket, there's this positive affirmation.
Right.
I feel good, I feel great. So anyway, I hope I answered your question, Jeanette, and thank you for calling
in. Yes, you did.
Okay, we got another caller coming in.
Okay, and I thank you very much, Dr. Wu.
All right, thanks for calling in. Hi, Victoria, are you there?
Hi, Dr. Wu, how are you?
Good, well, thank you for calling in. This is the Energy Medicine Radio Show, and we're on every 2 weeks for an hour from 8 to 9 o'clock on BBS Radio. And it's a great station,
awesome.
And we got great people. And I'm glad that you're on. What can I do for you? Did you have a question, or how did you find me, baby?
I do have a question. I have a question regarding Western medicine versus energy medicine, because we have this belief that Western medicine is the best in the world. Here in the U.S., we think it's we have the best of everything, including hospitals, doctors. But it seems that the death rate and the sickness rate in the United States is higher than in most other countries. So how does that get explained?
Well, that's a problem here, you know. I always thought, you know, being brought up, you know, they always said, wow, you live in the West is the best. We have the best medicine. We have the best hospitals. We're the, you know, they give you all the best stuff. And to tell you the truth, if you get in an accident and you break a bone, we are the best. If you get shot or stabbed, we're the best. We can put you together. Most of the medicine, I believe, was learned from the wars that we had, World War I, World War II, Vietnam. We really learned how to put people together. And medicine isn't bad. Medicine saves a lot of lives. But the problem with Western medicine is, I believe the foundation of it is wrong. And I'll tell you why I think that. Not to offend any medical doctors. There were two doctors, one, Louis Pasteur, a Frenchman, and another one, Dr. Bichat. And these two doctors, they were colleagues, but they were sort of jealous of each other. Dr. Bichat was a genius and really came up with the idea that sickness had to do with the milieu. Milieu, a French word, meaning your biological terrain. So in layman terms, let's say we had a garden and the soil was bad. Let's say the soil was too acidic or too sandy or didn't have enough minerals in it or the nutrition that was in the soil was depleted. Well, if you planted that garden, what you would get is you would get a bad crop, and you'd probably get vegetables without too much nutrition in it, and you're lucky if you get a crop at all. So if the soil, if your milieu or your biological terrain was healthy and it had the proper nutrition, you would stay healthy. So in our bodies, how that works is if your immune system is very strong, you don't get sick. You get sick when your immune system's down. So if a person gets stressed out, usually their immune system goes down, and then they get some type of sickness. Even if you're in a relationship and you're in love and everything is good and he or she, they're loving you and you're loving them and you got a smile on your face and everything is tingling, what happens is the cells become alive, and your immune system's up. If that person isn't kind to you, if they abuse you, if they take advantage of you, what happens is now you're feeling dead. You're not feeling dead. You're feeling down. You're feeling sad. What happens is your immune system goes down, and the first person that sneezes in a room, you got a cold or a sore throat. So Dr. Bichon's idea was, if we can build the immune system and keep the biological terrain strong, we will stay healthy. Now, on the other thing, Dr. Pasteur believed that it was the germ. And if we could kill the germ, then what happened is if we can kill the germ, then we wouldn't be sick. So they had these big arguments. And in the West, who won was Louis Pasteur. You know, he won the argument in the West. And the reason why is if I keep your immune system strong, what happens is I don't have any pills to sell you. But if I could kill the germ, then I can keep selling you more pills and more medicine and stuff like that. So they say, this is from the book I read, they say that on Dr. Pasteur's death, he said to Dr. Bichon, you were right, it's the milieu. But I think Western medicine found they could sell a lot more pills and give you a lot more shots and give you a lot more IVs and make a lot more money if they can just try to kill the germ. So that's the germ theory. So in energy medicine or acupuncture or Reiki work or homeopathic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, anthroposophical medicine, all those medicines work to build the immune system. Now, the Western system works for many things. Sometimes it depresses an illness, but it keeps a lot of people alive, and you know, they put stents in the heart and change a lot of things and do surgery. So it definitely has a place, for sure. But for the common cold, it's useless. You know, an antibiotic is not going to cure a common cold. So when we're doing energetic medicine, we're addressing more of the spiritual body, the energetic body, the chakras and the meridians. In the West, we don't address that. You know, they say if it's spiritual, that's for your priest or your rabbi or your, you know, or your witch doctor, whatever it is. But in essence, I was just telling the last caller, she asked what energy medicine was, and I said, basically, if you're a little kid and fall down and scrape your knee, you want mommy to hold you and say you're okay. And as long as she goes, oh, gives you a few kisses and holds you, then you're ready to go back and play. So mommy gives you energy medicine. Yeah. The energy that we put out to a loved one heals them. You know, have you ever been with your boyfriend or your mate, and they're really sweet and kind and attentive? You feel good inside. Your heart sort of beats a special beat, and you get a smile on your face, and your body feels good. It's like, ooh, this is exciting. And at the same time, if someone deceives you, what happens?
You clam up.
Yeah, right. You clam up.
You no longer feel well.
Right. You no longer feel love. You feel down. All of a sudden, the energy's not flowing. Things start to hurt. Mm-hmm. You get depressed. You know, and then
you lose your appetite. All that.
Yeah, this is no fun. What happens is the chi or the energy is not flowing through the body. If the chi and energy doesn't flow through the body, blood doesn't get to the organs. So if the liver is not getting proper blood flow and energy and oxygen, it goes to the negative side of the liver. So what I mean by that, every organ interesting. They do this in China. They don't do this here, which is sort of funny when you learn it. There's five different elements: fire, earth, metal, water, wood. I was talking about the liver. The liver has two emotions. One emotion is anger. So somebody does something, you get pissed off. Okay. I was talking about that girl a while ago, and she was a gymnast, and her husband left her, and she got so pissed off. What happened is she ended up with arthritis all through her body. She was pissed at him. Mm-hmm. He was fine. The relationship's over, and she can hardly move. That's what happened. So when blood's not getting to the liver, then what happens is the anger comes up. If the blood flow and the chi is moving into the liver, guess what you get? You get kindness. So kindness comes out. You become kinder to the other person, and basically you become kinder to yourself. So now you're being nicer to yourself. You know, you're kind to yourself. You do nice things for yourself, and you do nice things for other people. It's an interesting one. Fire, the fire element has the heart, the pericardium, the small intestines, and the something called the triple heater. Triple heater moves. It's like the waterways in the body. There's one in the upper part of the body, the middle, and the lower part of the body. It's called the triple heater. And the emotion on that, the positive emotion, is love, respect, honor, and joy. And the negative one is rush, hastiness, anxiety. So the emotions come up. When they talk about yin and yang are mm-hmm. the positive and the negative. Like, it's dark out here in Florida right now, but I know if I wait another 12 hours, 10 hours, it's going to be light again. So that's the now is the yin time, and the sun comes up, and it's the yang time. So fire is the heart element, and it has those organs. Fire earth is the stomach and the spleen. So the stomach and the spleen is where we get nurtured. That's the center. The color is yellow. And the negative emotion is worry, preoccupation. We're occupied with something else, and we're worried. All worried is a negative visualization instead of a positive visualization. What's going to happen if? You ever worried? You don't worry. That's
yeah.
But, you know, we all have worries. Mm-hmm. Have you ever said positive affirmations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, so what it is if you say more positive affirmations, guess what? You're going to bring in more positive stuff. If you worry, you attract whatever you say or do the most. So once you practice positive affirmations, you'll start bringing in wonderful things in your life. And it's the same with our health. Fire, earth, metal. The metal element is... has to do with the lungs and the large intestines. And what the lungs and the large intestines have to do with, the emotion of sadness and grief. You know, whenever a person gets a cold, sometimes a cold comes from sadness. Somebody left you, somebody did something you didn't like, somebody moved away, and, you know, you're crying, and the next thing you know, you've got a cold. Sometimes a cold is a good way to cry. And if people say, "Are you crying?" No, I'm not crying. I just have a cold. But anyway, that internal crying, that has to do with our sadness and grief. And on the positive side is valor and courageousness, like a knight in shining armor or moving forward. You ever put your hands up in the air and stand on your toes and reach up and say, "Oh, I'm having a horrible day"? You don't do that, do you? You gotta get congruent.
No.
Yeah, you gotta sort of tuck your head, lean down, press your lungs, say, "Oh, I'm having a horrible day." But you never You never, with your head down and your lungs scrunched and all scrunched up, saying, I'm having such a wonderful day. We like to be congruent in our body and our mind. So the easiest way to change, I was talking about neurolinguistic programming before. The quickest way to change your emotion is to change your physiology. Tony Robbins talks about this. Change your physiology. You change your attitude. You change your mood. You change your health. You feel good. You feel great. You let your body radiate. Boy, that was a mouthful, huh? Anyway, that's what happens.
I like that one.
If you're in a sad position, of course you're sad. If you're in a happy position, you can't be up on your toes and saying, I feel horrible. You're just going to laugh because you're starting to feel good. So working with, when you get sadness, you know, the lungs are sad, you just change your physiology. You change your posture. Get out there and take a run on the beach or a walk in the park or a stroll, you know, a stroll somewhere, and you'll start to feel good. That's why breathing is so important. Get the lungs to move. Get some oxygen in there. Feed that blood. The blood moves to the organs, and you're feeling great. And that's a very simple way to heal yourself, and people don't even think about it. I feel bad, so I'm going to go home and watch television and watch some guy yell at his girlfriend or watch some monster come out and eat little kid, whatever that is, you know. The television isn't going to heal you, and it's not going to get you to do anything. Or maybe I'll eat cookies and, you know, bonbons. That's not going to do anything. You got to get things moving. Okay, fire, earth, metal, the water element, this is the time of the year that it's water element. It's winter time, at least in this hemisphere. And winter has to do with the kidneys and the bladder. And it has to do with the emotion of fear. There's an expression, piss and run, right? Well, that because we get afraid, and what happens is the bladder lets go. It can't hold on to it because there's fear. You know, it's real scary. It's cold. It's dark. It's lonesome. And that has to do with the kidneys and the bladder. And the positive emotion is gentleness, being gentle with yourself and gentle with others. But first, it's being gentle with yourself. And as you become more gentle, what happens is things work better. The energy starts to flow, and all of a sudden the kidneys and the bladder works. In my practice, I practice Chinese medicine. So some of the symptoms of kidney problems or, you know, when there's the water element isn't functioning well, it'll be sore back, sore knees, hearing loss, hair loss, libido goes down. It's like old age. You know, all those things start to decline because the kidneys aren't working. Once you get the kidneys functioning well, what happens is, guess what? Your libido goes way up. Your energy goes way up. Your vitality goes way up. You have changed that fear into gentleness. You're feeling good about yourself, and you're feeling good about everyone around you. That's why Tai Chi, Qigong, and yoga are so important. They get you moving in a very soft, smooth, flowing energy. You become more gentle on the inside. You become more gentle on the outside. You heal your kidneys, and you're sexier. Woof! By earth, metal, water, wood. The last one's the wood element. The wood element has to do with the liver and the gallbladder. And the emotion on that is anger. I talked about it before. People get pissed off. If they drink too much, what it affects the liver, and then they get more pissed off. So when that happens is rage starts to come up, rage and anger. It's exciting, a lot of people to be in a relationship, and the only way that they can have good sex is they got to get in a fight with somebody. Because now, it's not that they're going to fight and have sex, then they're going to make up. So it's always stimulating the liver. It makes the liver go up, and then you go from the liver, then you use the energy from the kidneys, and basically it's the water and the wood. You keep instead of going in a positive direction where the water feeds the wood, you're going in a negative direction where the wood is drawing from the water. So on a long term, you end up old very quickly. So you want to go in a positive cycle where with fire. The fire, if you want to make the heart strong, you got to feed the wood element. So if the liver is strong, then the heart's strong. If the liver is weak, then it doesn't feed the heart. So that's the five elements: fire, earth, metal, water, wood. And we use those elements to balance out not only the physical, to balance out the mental, emotional. That's the important part. When I'm doing medical qigong, although it addresses the physical body, it's the energetic body. The other day I worked on somebody, I did some acupuncture on them to get everything flowing, to open up the meridians. And they said, "Oh, Dr. Wu, my boyfriend, he did," I don't want to say what he did, but whatever he did, she wasn't very happy. And it affected her. It affected her energetically. He, like, slimed on her. Remember that movie Ghostbusters? And, you know, when the guy was slimy. Well, he basically slimed on her. Whatever he did, he offended her. So now she had this sticky slime on her from him, and we had to pull off that sticky, wicky, nicky energy and start to build her up again and get rid of that. And then her energy flowed, and she felt good, and it had nothing to do with him at all. He was just pissed off for some reason. He just went, bleh. And then guess what? She bought it because females are receptive. You know, males push out the energy. Females take in the energy. And she just bought a bill of goods that weren't really good for her. So once we cleared it, she was happy again, smiling in the inside and smiling out. Did I answer your question?
Absolutely, very thoroughly.
Well, I'm so glad that you called in, and I welcome calls to the, you know, to the show once in a while. A lot of times I have guests, but this week I had two callers, you or one, and another lady from Michigan, and I really appreciate you calling in because the show is all about helping people change their lives from a mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, psychological basis. And move to the next part, opening your energy, becoming more vibrant, more alive. We don't have to get older. We can stay younger. You know, I go out with young ladies a third my age. We go out and we have fun. I don't feel old. Maybe they feel old. Maybe it's them. But I certainly don't feel old. And I do everything. Maybe I'm not running anymore. But I'm out there every morning doing my exercise. I'm up every morning doing my meditation. And I work all day and have the YouTube station and the radio show and write blogs 4 days a week. And I'm on Twitter and Facebook and a whole bunch of other medias. And I'm just having a lot of fun. This is fun. Life is fun. But you got to say it's fun, and you got to make it fun. And if you do, guess what? You're going to have a fun life.
It's fun.
So I thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You have a wonderful night. All right. Many blessings. So we're on the Energy Medicine Radio Show. This is Dr. Wu Di. And we only have a few more minutes left. I don't have time for another call, but I want to thank our guests for coming on. I want to thank the people at the radio station. We're moving up to something exciting, which is my birthday on the 12th. Whoa! big birthday coming up. So that should be exciting. And soon we're going to have the winter solstice. And the next thing you know, Christmas, New Year's, and we're going to start a whole new year. So tune in to the radio show in 2 weeks. That's, I think, Christmas Eve, just about. Let's see, today's the 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, 21, 2, 24th. We'll have another guest where I'll talk to you about something that'll make your life better in every way. This is Dr. Wu. You can look on Energy Medicine Radio and find our website, bbsradio.com/energymedicine, or go to my website, which is energymedicineflorida.com, energymedicineflorida.com, and I've got all kinds of wonderful stuff to give you. I'll send you an exercise if you sign up and get my email. I love you a bunch. From the bottom of my heart to the top of my head, it's Dr. Wu saying, I want you to be healthy, happy, prosperous in every way. It's Dr. Wu for Energy Medicine Radio. Soon I'll be gone, but I will be there in your hearts and sending you love and healing energy all through the holidays. Make sure you stay hydrated, eat a healthy diet, have a lot of fun, and enjoy yourself, because the more fun you have, the more you smile, the more they smile, the happier you're going to be on the inside, on the outside, and all around. So until not next week, but the week after, you have a great evening. This is Dr. Wu about to sign off. We got another couple minutes, and what I'm doing is I'm smiling from my heart to yours. I'm opening up my heart and sending you these healing vibes all over the world.
Join Dr. Wu Di every first and third Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or listen again online at bbsradio.com/energymedicineradio. Wishing you the best in your health, wealth, and happiness.